An article appeared in the Northern Star last week titled Low Number of Lismore Drug Drivers. This article reported the number of drug drivers on our roads being comparatively low compared to the state average, according to police. This is despite our reputation as the pot-smoking capital of Australia. A link to this article will be made available on the Big Rob's website. The figures provided by police referred only 9 drug driving operations over 5 years in the Richmond Local Area Command. 1,734 people were tested, with 64 returning positive results. That correlates to 3.69% of those tested. Even though the police operations targeted festivals such as Mardi Gras and Splendour in the Grass, this figure may be low in number, but is very high as a percentage of those tested, regardless of the state average. When comparing these figures with those for drink driving, millions of people are tested every year, with results usually coming back at a percentage of less than 1% positive test results. Of this percentage, we still see many serious accidents and deaths on our roads. I was unable to find reliable figures relating to accidents attributed to drug driving. Since the percentage of drug drivers that we have has come back as being very high, it would make sense that police immediately commence targeting drug driving as an area of great concern in our region. Not doing so could continue to unnecessarily place the lives of our family and friends at risk. Such operations should continue until reliable statistics become available, supporting reducing the targeting of drug drivers if this percentage reduces when not targeting festivals. I understand that there are a lot of problems with transport in this area, including the costs associated with affording a taxi to get home when living a fair distance from a venue. But it is important that if people plan to drink or take drugs, then they should make prior transport arrangements, or stay with a friend until they are no longer under the influence. The possible alternative is just not worth the risk. Let's all get home in one piece. I'm still on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to share some thoughts. You're listening to 92.9 River FM, and I'm Big Rob.